And I am in the company of greatness once again. Rod Argent, Colin Blunstone, the Zombies, welcome to the studio. How are you?
Thank you.
Very good, Lauren. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Hey, well, listen, don't you thank me. Thank you very much for being with us. So listen, you guys have been back together as the Zombies for a while now. In 2008, you marked 40 years since the release of Odyssey and Oracle, and this year is another anniversary, right? 50 years since you got together in the first place?
We had a meeting. Actually, it was the very first time I met Colin. It was 50 years ago. This Easter outside the Blacksmith's Arms in St Albans, and we'd never met each other before. He was a friend of a friend of mine, and he was actually standing there. He'd had a rugby accident. He used to play quite a lot of rugby, and he had a broken nose, a plaster over two black eyes and a broken nose. And as we drew out, I thought, oh God, please don't let it be him. That was
and
our first meeting.
It was you.
It was me.
It was you, Colin.
I looked like a zombie. We weren't actually called the Zombies then, but I did look like a zombie, yeah.
So that was your first meeting. And were you actually meeting up with a view to maybe making some music together?
We were. I mean, I desperately wanted to form a band since my cousin, who was 4 years older than me, was in one of the first electric bands in the area. This was many years ago. And he loaned us the gear for the first rehearsal. So we got this group of disparate people together, and it was a chance in a million, because it worked. It worked from with one change. We asked this guy to be in the band, Jim Rodford, who is now playing with us. Actually, he was with the Kinks for 20 years, and he was with Argent with me, but he didn't join us at that point. But with the one change of the bass player, that was the band that made She's Not There 3 years later, and yeah. You know, had the career we had.
Wow, amazing. I mean, the Zombies story is, as we were saying, is 50 years long now, but it could have been a lot shorter, right, couldn't it? Because, you know, you did the kind of three records, and then there was you broke up, and I think before you really began to be appreciated. How do you feel about that time now, looking back on it, now that you've got the distance that you've gotten?
I think that most of the people in the band felt that the band had completed its artistic cycle. You know, we'd done all we could do, and so everyone was very happy to move on and do other things. It's just ironic that the album we left behind went on to be a huge hit in America. Funnily enough, it was never a hit here.
Yeah.
But there was a track at Time of the Season from that album which was number one in America and number one in every country in the world except the UK. Okay? I'm not holding you responsible, UK, but this is a worrying point. It was
Colin
huge
pointing at the entire UK now. Yes. I have to tell you, because this is the radio.
But it was a kind of a strange thing, but we'd already started new projects. We'd got, you know, I'd started a solo career, Rod had started Argent, and so yeah, we all felt it was too late to go back to the Zombies, even with this huge success. But I think it was 1999 or 2000, we got back together again, with the idea, actually, of just being Rod Argent and Colin Blunstone.
Mm-hmm. Accidentally, Colin.
Yeah, accidentally. Yeah. Not to play zombie tunes, but when we got back together again, promoters always billed us as the Zombies, and people asked us to play zombie songs, and so that's how we
and
come
we
to
started
be here.
To explore the Zombies catalogue, and yeah, to our amazement, realised there was lots of stuff we'd never played live, because we broke up before Odyssey and Oracle was released.
Before it even came
yeah,
out,
yeah, before
I know
the album came
yes
out. There's an interview
it's
with Kenny.
It's insane.
I know.
I know.
It was mad, wasn't it?
Well, I can't, you know, things happen as they happen, but it's crazy. And it's wonderful, but it's wonderful that you're back together, and kind of wonderful that you're exploring those tunes. I kind of mean that, you know, the fact that you are so influential now, is that a strange thing? Do you think about that? Do you try not to think about that? Because it might be a bit weird, I guess.
Well, I mean, no, it's great. And when it first started to happen, I mean, I guess the first guy who was, you know, real contemporary, just come onto the scene at the time, was Paul Weller. When he was number one with The Jam, mm-hmm, he was asked what his favourite album of all time was, and he said Odyssey and Oracle. And it completely blew me away, because, you know, obviously the music that Jam were doing, which I really liked, but it's very high energy, you know, very young, very high energy. And then since then, right up until the present day, Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters, not only this year did he say that Care of Cell 44, which is one of the tracks on Odyssey, he said it was his favourite track of all time, but they've just... the Foo Fighters have just released a new vinyl album, or it's just coming out anyway.
Yeah.
And they've done a cover of This Will Be Our Year, also from Odyssey, on it. So it's right up until the present day. And what that's meant is that wherever we play in the world, we always get a really good proportion of a sort of young audience as well as older guys as well. You know?
Yeah.
And that sort of overall energy is really lovely, you know, and we're really grateful for it.
Absolutely. Does it feel different to be in the band now than it did 50 years ago?
100% the same, I'd
say. Very, very similar, yeah. Still the same excitement. And the same energy on stage. I think people are quite surprised because they might think, because we've been doing this for quite a long time, we just go through the motions. But, you know, we give it everything we got when we go on stage.
And it's a great band as well. Yeah. We've been playing together, this sort of band, for quite a few years now, and it's really gelled into a real band. So, and I think that's obvious on the, if anyone, you know, wants to check out our new album, Breathe Out, Breathe In. It's a real band album.
And you're talking about the album, it's a mixture of old and new stuff, right? So kind of some catalogue stuff and some new songs too, is that
no,
right?
No, it's basically it's 10 completely new tracks.
Oh, wow.
Although there are two revisits.
Right, I mean, that's
one,
what I'm thinking of.
There are two Argent things that I always wanted to revisit as songs. Mm-hmm. One, I've virtually rewritten 70% of it, so it's virtually a new song.
It's a very specific percentage, right?
Oh, no, sorry, 72%, if we're going to be really specific. But, and the other one is a song I always wanted to hear Colin sing. Okay. So, but with the, you know, the exception of those two, they're absolutely freshly written tracks.
Oh, brilliant. So you're going to play one of them for us now?
Yeah, I'd love to, yeah.
Okay, what is it? And what can you tell me about this song before we
This is a song that I wrote. It's called I Do Believe. Obviously, we're going to just give you a piano voice version now. There's a lot of harmony on the album, mm-hmm. and well, we'll do a bit of that harmony now, but as there are only two of us, you'll have to fill in the third part.
I'll point
at you when we get
you
to the chorus.
I am nervous about today. That's just cruel.
No, okay.
Okay, take it away. Thank you very much.
There's a thrill in the evening with the sun going down, and I can't help believing something good that I found. There's a note from the city hanging hard in the air, and it's high and it's pretty, and I'm glad that I'm there. There's a fine mister's fine from the edge of my dreams, and a voice I hear calling, calling sweet and extreme. Let it rise in my senses, let it come to my heart, let it break its defenses, let it tear them apart. I do believe. I do believe. Late at night, shadows falling through the shades of despair. So glad you are there, like a baby, I'm learning to breathe, I believe. There's a thrill in the evening with the sun going down, and I can't help believing something good that I found. There's a shimmer of magic as the gold hits the ground. And
Zombies live in session on Six Music. Rod Argent and Colin Blunderstone sounding absolutely beautiful. That new song, I do believe, is from the new album, Breathe Out, Breathe In, which you're going to be taking on tour, I understand.
Yeah, we go to Greece for the beginning of really a year of touring, actually.
A whole year?
Yeah, I mean, second, we go to Greece, don't we, May?
We go the second, yeah. And then when we come back, we're doing a UK tour.
Yeah.
Which ends up in the Shepherd's Bush Empire.
27th of May, I've got for that.
27th of May, that's going to be a party night, because that's the last night of the tour, so we'll be letting our hair down on that night.
And yeah, we're actually going to drag along the original bass player and drummer to do a set within a set on that night. So we haven't rehearsed that yet, but we'll do a little bit.
Set within a set.
Yeah. And then we're going to Japan.
Wow.
Philippines, America, Holland, Germany.
What is the, how is the prospect of a year on the road now? You know, that, after all these years, is that something that you kind of think, oh, I'm going to have to start working out? I'm going to have to, you know, is that an exciting prospect or is it a bit daunting?
It's very exciting, because neither of us expected to be doing this at our time of life. At this point in our lives, we didn't expect to be doing this. It's a great surprise. It's really exciting. But we do have to pace ourselves a bit. I mean, the days of the 60s and 70s when we were partying 24 hours a day, we have to cut back a bit on that. It's only 23 hours a day now.
I have to say that the travelling is as tedious as it ever was, and maybe even more tedious. But the actual bit on stage, that's the reason we're doing it.
Is really that what it's about for you?
As I keep saying, we've got a great band, and it's just such a joy to be up there and a privilege to be able to, you know, have a great time playing on stage. All the bits that go around it are just necessary evils, really.
Yeah. I mean, talking about the bits that go around it, 50 years in the music business for both of you, 50 years in the Zombies, but also, I mean, so many projects for the pair of you besides the Zombies. What advice do you offer musicians who are just starting out or at the beginning of their careers? Because you must get asked a lot.
I'd always say the same thing. I'd say, whatever you do, do, you know, be true to yourself. Do what really enthuses you, and just really try and follow something that really works musically. Do it for that reason, not to be famous. Do it because you really love what you're doing, and then you stand the biggest chance in the end of being able to touch somebody, which is really what celebrity is all about, in my opinion. You know, this whole thing, there seems to be so much around these days of people saying, oh, I want to be famous when I grow up. It doesn't matter for what, you know. And really, to be satisfied and to have any real chance, I think you have to follow your heart, I think.
And what about you, Colin?
Oh, absolutely. I'd say always perform. I mean, I'm a singer, so I'd say sing from the heart, absolutely. Do what moves you, and try to avoid, you know, company men telling you what you should do. I mean, maybe sometimes you have to compromise to, you know, to open a few doors in the business. You might have to do that a bit, but always keep your eye on the bigger picture and try to get into a position where you can do what you want to do, because that's what you'll do best. That's what will make you feel fulfilled, and as an artist, that's what you should be looking for.
And now that you as we were saying, you've got kind of fans in bands who've not, I mean, the Foo Fighters, they in themselves have been around for a good while now.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you see your kind of musical DNA out there, or do you hear it when you hear new music? You think, oh, that reminds me a little bit of me.
I can't say I do an awful lot, but it's more that you read it when people say things like that.
Yeah.
And also, I'm always looking for really obscure new things that probably wouldn't have anything to do with us when I'm listening to music, or I'm listening to what I think of as my old friends, things that I've played all my life.
Like what?
Oh, Joni Mitchell, Jackson Browne, James Taylor, people like that. They're really great singer-songwriters. So they're the kind of things I probably listen to. Or else I go to the other extreme and listen to really obscure things.
Okay. Right, okay. Well, listen, if you ever want to give us some musical people that we should look out for, tips, we will take those, as obscure as you like. We'll get a list off you afterwards. So what about the future? You know, beyond this year of touring, do you kind of see yourselves continuing to make music together for the foreseeable, or what? What's the plan?
Well, I always say that my dad was in a band till he was 83, so I reckon I've got a good few years left yet. But the thing is that we really don't want to look any further than, you know, for some reason, I don't know why, I said recording this album felt like a pretty joyous thing and pretty easy in a strange sort of way. Not that we didn't work hard at it, we did really hard, but it flowed, you know.
Yeah.
And it feels to us like a special album, and we want to try and promote and push this album as much as possible, just because we're really proud of it. So, personally, I find it hard to look beyond the next few months, but obviously we will. And, yeah, for as long as we feel well, and we certainly do at the moment, you know, we would love to just keep working, keep playing.
Well, that's really good to know. Well, hopefully we can welcome you back when you're finished your year on the road.
That would be
fantastic. Excellent. All right, I know you're going to play us one more song before you go, and, yeah, I will just let you introduce it, because it's an absolute stone-cold classic.
Well, okay, this one is the song that Colin spoke of earlier. It was number one in most countries in the world, not in the UK, but we'd love to play it for you now. This is a piano and voice version of Time of the Season.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy, and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in the sun to promised lands, to show you everyone it's the time of the season for what's your name? Who's your daddy? Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time to show you what you need to live? Tell it to me slowly, tell you why. I really want to know. It's the daddy. Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time to show you what you need to live? Tell it to me slowly, tell you why. I really want to know. It's the
Rod Argent, Colin Blunstone, The Zombies, thank you very, very much
thank
for joining
you.
Me.